Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a book called I Am Amelia Earhart. And this book was written by Brad Meltzer. It's illustrated by Christopher Eliopoulos. And this is part of the series that inspired the Xavier Riddle and the Secret Museum TV show, which is on PBS Kids. And it has a saying here at the top. It says, ordinary people change the world. So who is Amelia Earhart and how did she change the world? Let's find out, shall we? She was a really cool girl and she did some really cool things. And so we're going to, before we get into the book, we're going to do our patron shout out because our patrons are awesome people. And I know a couple girls who are every bit like Amelia Earhart. They are thinkers. And they have big dreams. And so Theodora and Maeve and Rebecca, their mom, we hope that you like this cool story. So let's get down to it. Today's story is read by Mommy. And what's your name? What do we think? You're going to think about it? Okay, we'll come back to you. All right. Mommy and someone who's unnamed, but we may decide on that later on.
I am Amelia Earhart, says the little girl. When I was little, people told me that girls should wear dresses and play with dolls. They said we shouldn't have unladylike adventures. I didn't agree.
That's so funny. Can you believe that? You know, I wore dresses and I played with dolls when I was a little girl. And I also had unladylike adventures. I would play in the mud and run and jump and all kinds of fun things. I think you can be whatever you want to be.
In fact, when I was 7 years old, my sister and I decided to build our own roller coaster in our backyard. We placed two planks of wood up against the side of our tool shed. And the cab was a wooden packing box with roller skate wheels attached to the bottom, and we greased the wood with lard so we'd move super fast.
Oh my goodness. In the picture, we can see what they've done. And her little sister says,
Grandma's not going to like this.
And the neighbor boy says, Amelia, are you sure this is a good idea? And she says,
this isn't a good idea. It's the best idea. Of course, I got to ride first. This was my moment. Here we go. In 3, 2.
What do you think? Does that look like a wise decision?
No, turn the page.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen when we turn the page.
Turn it.
I still remember the wind in my face. My stomach seemed to sink. I was flying.
Yup. Sure looks like she is. But also looks like she's about to, get pretty badly hurt.
The crash was loud and noisy and messy, and it certainly wasn't ladylike, but it was awesome.
She says,
that was awesome.
And her grandma comes running out and says,
Amelia Earhart, take it apart this instant.
She doesn't look happy, does she? But she survived. I'm surprised.
It wasn't the last time I would fly. As I got older, I went to many air shows. When I was 23 years old, but still a kid at heart, my dad took me to meet Frank Hawks, a man who would eventually set many of his own flight records.
And there she is with him, and he says, are you ready?
And she says, I'm ready. For $10, Hawks agreed to take me on my very first flight. For 10 minutes, we flew through the sky and out over the Pacific Ocean. By the time I was 200 or 300 feet off the ground, I knew one thing. I had to fly.
Wow. I don't blame her. It does look like a lot of fun.
To save for my flying lessons, I worked as a truck driver, which wasn't ladylike either. A stenographer, which is a fancy schmancy word for someone who sits down and writes down what people say. And even a photographer. So we can see her doing those things. There she is in her truck, moving, and she says, "Move it, Mac!" I'm guessing she's probably, like, yelling at another car. And then here she is, sitting there, writing down all the words that the man is saying, and he's saying,
blah, 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 blah.
That's what he's saying.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then she's, as a photographer, she's got everybody posed in their pictures, and she says,
say snook.
Say snook. I don't know what that means, but there it is. 6 months later, I learned to fly. I bought a bright yellow used biplane that I named Canary. Canary is a cool name for a plane, right? This is my instructor, a woman named Netta Snook. That's her real name! Netta Snook? Sounds like a cartoon character. But here's my secret. I wasn't a natural. I wasn't the best pilot. I just worked harder than anyone else. So here she is in her plane, and her instructor says, "That's enough flying for today." And she says, "No, I can do better. One more flight." Most important, like the day on the roller coaster, I dared to do what so many said couldn't be done. And so guess what she does? Listen to this. Here's the news reporter. And he says, "A girl flying across the Atlantic, Amelia, you sure this is a good idea?" And she says, "This isn't a good idea. It's the best idea. I became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, and then the first woman to fly by myself across the Atlantic." And back then, people took boats to get to Europe, and they were sailing for weeks. Planes were still a new thing. In fact, on the day I took off, one magazine ran an article that said women would never be able to fly that far. I don't understand that. Did they think that maybe the plane would suddenly stop working because a girl was flying it? That's just ridiculous.
No, they just...
they didn't think she would remember which buttons to push. That's ridiculous, too. Suddenly, she forgot what she was doing. She got up into the air. And, oh, what's going on? I don't know. Nonsense. Nonsense. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been somewhere with, like, a mom, and she has suddenly not known what to do? Of course not. Moms always know what to do. Ridiculous. Well, anyways, Amelia does, and she says, "I did. To do it, I had to fly for 14 hours and 56 minutes with no rest and no break, and sometimes the sun was so blinding I could barely see where I was going. And in the process, I also broke the record for crossing the ocean in the shortest time, doing it faster than any man or woman ever." She had to hold her potty for that long? Wowzers. In October of 1922, I broke a woman's altitude record by raising to 14,000 feet. That's really, really high. And in July of 1930, I set a speed record of over 181 miles per hour. That's really fast. Then I broke an altitude record, which is just a fancy schmancy way of saying that I was higher than anyone else. And how high did I go? About 12 Empire State Buildings, straight up, at a time when no man, at a time when no woman had ever gone that high. In my life, I took many flights, and every single time, there was someone who said I wouldn't be able to do it. But never let anyone stop you Whatever your dream is, chase it. Work hard for it. You will find it. It is the best lesson I can give you. I am Amelia Earhart. I know no bounds. And I hope you'll remember that the greatest flight you'll ever take is the one no one has tried before. And there she is getting a parade. And everyone sees her and goes, "Yay, Amelia Earhart." And here's a picture of her at the very end. And she says, "Never interrupt someone doing what you said couldn't be done."
Amelia Earhart.
Mm-hmm. She was an amazing woman. And she did all of this over 100 years ago. Can you believe that?
Did she do the roller coaster thing?
Oh, yeah. She did that way, way long ago. But do you want to know something else super fun about her?
What?
Guess where she was born?
Kansas.
How'd you know?
I just guessed.
Where was your mommy born?
Kansas.
Yeah, cool people are from Kansas. And that's all. That is the end.